This is a recording of an interview with Adrian Tonelato for the Italian Market Gardening Oral History Project. I'm Madeline Regan and I'm recording the interview on the 21st of November 2015 at Kidman Park. Also present is Adrian's mother, Italia Tonelato. Thank you, Adrian, for agreeing to the interview.
Okay, no worries.
And we're going to begin with your family background. So what is your full name?
Adrian Nario Tonelato.
Nario?
Yes.
How do you spell Nario?
N-A-R-I-O.
Oh, and were you named for anyone with those names?
I'm not sure. I'd have to ask. Want me to ask?
Yeah.
Can I speak in Italian?
Sure.
Per cosa mi chiedo il tuo nome Nario?
Ma perché conosci il motto sertoso e mi santo e Ferrara?
Ah, oh, yeah.
E che aveva un toso e dopo quando ti sei nascito ti, te io ho messo un nome.
Adriano Nario.
Adriano Nario, yeah.
She named me Nario because her auntie had a son. That had that name. And that strong mixed quarries it was, Ferraro. I don't know, because she's a Bergaman. So this was her auntie and had a name, Nario. And decided to give me my middle name, Nario.
That's nice. And Adrian, what year were you born?
The 14th of March, 1948.
And can you tell me about your parents? What are their names?
Luigi Riccardo Tonelato and Italia, what's it, what's the middle name?
Primo nome, Bergami.
Cosa hai detto? Italia?
No,
Italia. Italia Bergamo.
And where were your parents born?
In Italy.
And what area of Italy?
Okay. My dad was born in, where is it? Casei del Tivoli. My mother was born in
San Martino di Luperi. The province of Padua.
Uh-huh. And the province that your father was born in?
Treviso.
And they were, of course, Veneti.
Yes.
Veneti.
But they met here in Australia.
When did your mother come to Australia?
She came in, my grandfather came first here.
Yes.
And then he worked building roads up towards Karunda with the Ferraros here, the ones that I just told you that he gave me my middle name, the relation. And then when Grandpa made some money, he went back and took the family out. And I'm... Dopo guerra? No, before the war.
So, which grandfather?
My mother's father.
Your mother's father?
Yeah.
Oh.
He came here in 1927 and then he worked here to save some money and they really didn't want him to come here because he was an only son. So they had a bit of a farm, his parents had a bit of a farm over there. But then he didn't like it when he went back, so he decided to take my grandmother and his siblings.
And what year did you come?
She came in the year. Te ricordi tu che anno che era?
Oh, that's okay.
I reckon it would have been... quanti anni hai tutti?
Mi, quando sono messa qua.
Yeah. She was 13.
Yeah,
my auntie was 14. That's the one. That's Sandra's mother-in-law, Denny's husband.
Right.
I mean Denny's mother.
Denny Conchi.
Yeah, because they're both cousins of mine.
Yes.
So she would have been 13. So if she was born in 1924.
Is it 1937?
Yep.
Okay.
That sounds right too.
Yeah. And what were your parents doing around the time that you were born, Adrian?
They had a market garden. They just started doing market garden only a year. when they got married, gli tu la farma cosa si sposata?
Sì,
è casa è vero.
È casa è vero, no. Dopo come con marità, ma se no prima no.
Yeah, they started the market gardening in 1949.
Right.
I was born. Yeah. Dad used to be a cementer. He used to do cement before. Lavorava, perché lavorava?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, he used to work for Floriani Brothers, and he used to do cementing and that, and then he decided to buy his own land and start up a market garden. So that's when he started in 1949.
And what year did your parents marry?
1947.
Right.
47, did he ask me that? Sì,
and
I was born 9 months later.
That's right.
Where did your parents live for the first years of their marriage?
In the Marchioro shed. That's when they got.
Yeah.
The house where Marchioro, where his wife didn't want to stay anymore.
But they married in 1947.
Yeah.
And the first house that they lived in.
Oh, hang on, you've got to. Yeah. Quando che ti sei sposato, sei stata con nonna per un poco.
Yeah,
that's right. They stayed with my grandma
and
my grandfather.
Which grandparents? The Tonelato?
No.
The Bergamin.
Bergamin, yeah.
And where did they live?
At Chief Street, Brompton.
Right.
Yeah. And Dad was still working, that's right. He was still working for the Floriani Brothers. And then he saved some money, and that's when I think the land came up for sale, and he bought Marchioro's property.
Right.
Yeah.
That's interesting facts. Yeah. you have brothers and sisters, Adrian?
One sister.
Yeah. And how? When was she born?
1954. Luciana, the 54.
The 54.
So now we're going to talk about your grandparents and parents and arrival in Adelaide. And the first question is, what do you know about your grandfather Secondo Tonelato?
Well, I was always, when they moved here, I shouldn't say this, but when they moved here, I used to always go over there. No. And that was a nono, a pipa. So when I used to go always.
See,
they used to live in Marchioro's, and my grandparents lived over here, right?
Yes.
So Dad used to take me over there, and I used to play with my grandmother, and my grandfather used to make holy water in the cellar. And I was only. Quanti anni io? 3 anni. And the fumes got me that drunk one day. That I started rolling from there all the way home, and my mother picked me up and she said to Dad, "I'm going to kill your father, he's going to kill my son." Because he used to make holy water, and they used to make wine and olive oil, because they had a press to make olive oil. So they used to go up to near the Adelaide Hills where they were, where the trees were, the cherry gardens and that. They used to go there and pick them because they used to be able to get them for nothing, and then take them buckets home and make olive oil out of it and sell it.
So that's one of the memories that you have about your nonni.
And you are vaki a nono?
No, no.
A nono, no, no, you are vaki. And also they used to have a couple of cows each, which they used to, Mum used to milk, they had one or two, we had one, and Mum used to milk it every night, and then she used to make, this is all to make a few, a bit on the side. She used to sell the milk to the people that lived in the wagon there. Anche qui che stavo in quel wagon.
Sì, anche qui il wagon. Yeah.
And to Rebelli's uncle, because he used to live in the wagon at Corso. Su padre the Guido Rebelli.
Yeah.
Which is, Rebelli, the senator.
Yeah.
in a senator, but not Rebelli, Bernardi, sorry.
Bernardi.
His grandfather, Senator Bernardi, his grandfather, and she used to sell the milk to him because he used to live in the Wagon.
And we'll get to the Wagon later. But do you know why your grandfather left Italy?
Perché non era lavori? Sì, no, ma per io voglio sapere perché si partì dall'Italia. You know, there was no work there. Just after the First World War, there was no work. And everybody said, oh, you know, they heard from people who go to Australia, the new promised land, there's plenty of work there.
That's what.
Yeah. I suoi cugini?
No, no, il nonno dei cugini, due cugini. E lui dice che se meglio che vieni in Italia.
On my mother's side, he had two cousins that were over here, on my grandfather, and they wrote back and say, oh, you better come over here, there's plenty of work here, there's more, you know, more opportunities than over there. And that's on my mother's side. And my grandfather's side, I remember him telling me there was no work over there, and he had all these, you know, my father, they were all born there. None of his kids were born over here.
No, and he had five children.
As you know. That's a nonno. Quanti figli hai?
Maria Santissima.
Hang on. Dad, Zirosina,
Berto,
Albert,
Nino e Nanno.
Yeah, five. Yeah. And then, oh, well, you can ask.
No, you go on.
And also Assunta was like a kid because her mother died at birth.
Yes.
So my grandparents took her in and raised her as their own.
Yeah.
Suo padre, su mamma era morta, no?
Sì, su mamma era morta.
Come si chiamava lei?
Ah, non so.
Oh, che te sai. What was her surname? What was her dad's?
Cosa tanti anni.
Panazzolo.
Panazzolo, yeah.
Panazzolo. Oh, yeah, right. There you go. But that was her mother was Nono's sister, wasn't it?
Sì, credo. Sua mamma era sorella del nonno.
Yeah, her mother was my grandfather's sister.
Yes, yeah. And do you know what your grandfather Tonolato did when he first came to Australia or to Adelaide?
Se ricordo il nonno quello che ha fatto. I think he started the market garden. Oh, no, I don't know. Oh, you mean when he first came out here?
Yeah.
In 1927.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I don't remember that. I wonder.
Do you know why he started the market garden here on Frogmore Road?
Sento perché gli ha cominciato. I think because the Italians were here, the Berno started, and you know, and it was all like a close knit community because they all started, all that family, they all started market gardens. Yeah, a lot of, from the north of Italy, you know.
Yeah, and they, we've spoken about their names before. Can you just say some of the names of those families who were here in this area?
Oh, okay. There was Angio Piovesan, Rosalia.
Rosalia, yeah.
Right, they had a market garden too. There was Ferruccio. Laio.
Ferruccio
Laio. He had a market garden too. He never married. Non si è mai maritato Ferruccio?
No.
He used to have a girlfriend, but he never got married. Oh, well, I shouldn't say that. Okay, Piovesan. All right?
Rosalia
Piovesan. Balestring. Yeah, they had, they started a market garden. Which one's this one though? There's two or three balustrines.
Yeah.
Well, they all had market gardens because Narciso he had a Tombestring, which is Frank's father. You interviewed Frank Balestrin?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was his father. He had the market garden, you know, where they had it, and behind was his uncle, which is Narciso Balestrin. He bought a land there and he started a market garden there, and then his sister, which was married to Zalanardo, they started a market garden on Grange Road, just on Grange Road. Mm. And the other brother, the youngest, Tony, he bought the land next door because his sister bought the land. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think part of this land was owned by the ones who started the Scarf family, Dad telling me, yeah.
That's interesting because I've heard that before too, the Harris Scarfs.
Yes, I think they had all this big parcel of land. That's right. That was part of their family. There's all this, they had all from Frogmore, they had heaps of land. And I think it came up for sale that, I don't know why, but that the people could buy it, you know, before Lighton and Machado were leasing it, and then it must have came up that they could buy it if they had the money. So that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
But the Scarfs used to have a big house where the trotting track was. They had it was one of their homes, and then I think they leased it out because it was a beautiful home. I remember as a kid running around there, you know, running around the trotting track with the bikes with all our little mates here.
And that's on the corner of Grange Road and Findon Road,
where Rothmans used to be. That was a big property. They had about, their own parcel was about 25 or 30 acres. Yeah.
Quite a lot of land.
Yeah, just for that their own house. And then they had, but they had it all around here. They had it like from up there down to Frogmore Road. And quite, I don't know if it went to, is there another thing of a little road or not? I think.
We're just looking at a map now of this area. Yeah, I understand that from what I've heard that the northern part of that area between Valletta and Grange Road was owned by the Scarves.
Yep. See, I reckon that they owned there, all the way down here, up to about here somewhere.
Yeah, about two thirds of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this mob here, Esposito, Zarella, Grigol, they bought it from someone else. They didn't. Grigol che stavano, but not me. Io parlo di Grigol che stavano in Valletta Road. But all this other one came up that you could buy it, and that's why I think my grandparents and my father bought it.
Yeah, and your grandmother and your father and his sister and brothers came after your grandfather.
Yes, my grandfather came.
Nel 27. Sì, nel 27. Ma dopo
a nonno non si è venuto con lui.
Non si è venuto più tardi.
Yeah. Yeah, they came back. I reckon that they came he came in 1927, like Albert Berno and Robert's uncle.
Yeah.
And then when they made money, they went back and got their family. And I reckon Dad, remembering Dad saying to me that he came out here in 1936. I think my parents came out in 1936.
And do you know?
I mean, my grandparents.
So your father, how old was he when he came?
He would have been. Quanti anni aveva? 15 anni?
Non capisco,
non
credo
sia
stato.
Well, perché non ti si muove a Catania? If Lucy was here, she knows where they are.
Yeah,
ma. Next time you come, I'll dig the photos out.
Okay.
Because I don't know where my sisters put stuff. I asked her to come. Yeah, I reckon that day was about 13.
And do you know what your dad did when he first came?
Yes, he went. Used to go to school. He was young. On the corner of
Holbrooks.
Holbrooks Road, on the corner. What was that school?
I think it was Underdale Primary School.
That's the one. Yeah. He went there, and then he. Come gli osmi sciavo pa.
Oh, visto che sappia mi indriano.
He used to do concrete too, didn't he? Andava a lavorare con la bicicletta.
Oh, yeah, fa qualcosa, sì.
Anche lui, Floriani?
Mi, Mi pare sì, che no. Adesso forse avuto, adesso sono vecchia, non mi ricordo.
Yeah, I think he did. He worked for Floriani Brothers as well. And then, hang on. No, when he first started work, he was working, I don't know for who, but he went to Waiala. Yeah, he stayed in Waiala.
Quando è stato a Waiala?
Yeah, prima a Maridarsi.
Quando
è stato via? I think he stayed away for about 9 months. He helped build the town when they were building, because we went there once and he told me, see, I built this water tank here, the main water tank of Waiala. So I reckon he was working for Floriani at the time. And they went up there. I remember they went about six or seven, no. But in those days, the heat was enormous, you know. So they drove a truck, and they all went up in a truck, like a little J3 Bedford, the same as he had on the farm truck here, which is, I've got photos of. But this was the builders, you know, the Florianis. And they stayed away for about 3 or 4 months. And remember him telling me the heat was so... Yeah, that's 3 or 4 months he stayed away.
Yeah.
And this was before he was married?
Before he was married. When he left school, that was his first job, doing the cement.
Hard job.
Oh, yeah. And he used to ride a push bike too, because they were down in Hindmarsh, weren't they?
Yeah.
And then there's another funny side of that, because then we used to go and see Mum. He used to go with a push bike, and one day coming back, he got run over by the tram, didn't he? He's lucky that they didn't kill him.
Yeah, proprio. E voi attraversare, e dopo non avevo fatto ora, il tram è passato.
On the corner of Chief Street and Hawker Street, there was a tram that used to go down there, and Mum used to live down further, so he wanted to get past the tram, but he didn't make it, so the tram pushed him, wrecked the bike.
Yeah,
through my side.
Was he injured?
I don't think. I think the bike got smashed, didn't it?
Sì, la bicicletta gli era tutta posata.
Yeah.
Ma lui dopo si torna in drio, venne sto dirne che
sono andato. He went back there and told him.
How did your parents meet each other?
Come si che si è fatto conoscenza? Yes, I remember. You don't remember, but I remember. Because she used to work, do you want me to tell you this now?
Yes, because we can come back.
Okay. She used to work in the city for
Brassali.
And the mica.
And the mica, that's the one.
Yeah,
you know. So it was her and her sister, my auntie, Pina, that's now passed on, the two sisters, and the Bugiara Kianka. A lot of Italian girls.
Tutti italiani.
And this Brazzali, he comes from the same town as Mum.
Vicenza.
Oh, sorry, I'll take that back. He comes from Vicenza, that's right. He came from Vicenza.
Yeah.
But what happened was, he used to hire all these Italian girls, the immigrant girls, you
tutti
know.
Tutti arrivava dall'Italia, tutti andava a da Brasile.
Yeah. Everywhere. As soon as they got here, he'd give them a job, so they all went
there. Italiani, e tutti andava
because
a
they knew they were Italian, you know, the owner was Italian. Rosario, you've heard of Rosario.
And
when they used to have a party down at my grandfather's here, they used to mention, that's how Dad got to meet Mum. There's two nice girls that live at Hindmarsh that belong to the Bergamon family, right?
Yeah, Bergamon.
Yeah. So Dad started hanging around. And my Uncle Conchi went after my older sister. You didn't interview my Uncle Leo. He had a good memory.
Oh, yeah.
He could have told you the story.
As
old as he was, fool, he was cunning too. I learned a lot of tricks from him. He used to like me. he used to get to chase, because he was much older than my auntie, to chase her. He didn't go to work. He used to bring him chocolates and... to get my auntie. Bring her chocolates and coffee. So during the day, he was
Non dava neanche l'orario per la visita di Sorea.
Yeah. Ah. When he first saw her, he didn't even go to work anymore. He used to wee and deal all the time, just because until he got her.
And it worked.
And it worked. And he got her.
No.
No. Morto prima che la
Adrian, going back to when your father arrived.
Yeah.
Could you tell me the story about the accommodation for the family that your nonno organized?
Well, quando che sei prima arrivato, come sei che hai fatto le urie qua?
Ma non ti eri mai pronto, Andrea?
No, 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 no. Non era Angio, Angio che ha fatto.
Angio De Rosalia.
Che gli ha fatto a baracca qua.
Sì, qua gli ha fatto la baracca. Era dove?
Angela, which is Rosalia's husband.
Piovesan.
Yeah. He had the lease of the land there, right?
On Frogmore Road?
No, no, no. He had the lease of the land here where the wagon was.
Okay, so between, I'm thinking about the people who are listening, between Frogmore Road and Findon Road.
Yes, yeah. Right. He was the one who had the lease of the land, right? Then he built a shed there, well, like a tin shed, like a home.
Yeah.
Built two rooms. When my grandfather came out here, I think that.
El prima che arrivasse il tuo, credo. Gli ha tolto il vagone e loro sono nati tutti a dormire sul vagone. Gilberto.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they bought, because the vagon, they bought it in 1937, didn't they? Yeah. My grandfather, like Angelo built these two rooms when he used to live with his kids, you know, with Bruno that died and the other brothers. And he used to live there. When my grandfather got here, before the family came over, he bought this wagon, this that belonged to whatever it was, a friend.
Edward
yeah.
Something, yeah. You know, one of the royal family came for a visit.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And he bought the wagon, and I remember him telling us that they had to transfer it from Adelaide, bring it here. It was a big job, you know.
Because it was a long carriage.
A long carriage, yeah, a real long carriage. It was a real one carriage, but it was fitted out for this Edward bloke. But I don't think he came out, did he?
Yeah, he did. He came in 1927 for a royal visit. And I understand that the carriages were built in at least one or two of the states, but one remained here at Islington.
That's right.
And then I think your nonno.
Yeah, bought it.
Yeah.
And then when he got it here and got it set up, when the family arrived, that's where they went to sleep. And in the meantime, while they were living in the wagon, you know,
in the
wagon, he built another three rooms on the house that Rosalia had, you know, because Angelo built the two rooms. There was nothing there. They built the rooms. They built the house. So he built those two rooms. And then with my grandfather, he built another three rooms for his family. When that was finished, they moved out of the wagon into the house, and then they rented the wagon. There was all these Italians that came out, single people, you know. They used to live in there. They paid rent. Come Angel to Seriol and all young bucks, you know. It was a showtime there.
And can you tell me what it looked like when you were growing up? Like, what if you describe walking into that wagon?
Well, it looked like a real luxury coach because all the seats were specially padded with leather the walls, I can still remember the walls, they had this like a real red, because he had a veil, yeah, velvet, red, you know, veil, what do you call it?
Velvet.
Yeah, velvet, all especially, you know, beautiful, all velvet, because he bought it and they didn't touch anything. The way he got it here, that's the way it was. Yeah.
It was, and how many rooms do you think were in there?
Quanti stanze che era? One, two. I think they made one,
two, three.
Tutto lungo, qua era una porta e qua era un'altra.
You could go in from one side, come out the other side. But it had three big rooms, I remember that. Because he had the last one, dopo qui in mezzo, e dopo quello che stava Pierea.
Pierea, that's right.
There's another one, Pierea, you know, which, did you know him? You should interview him too.
What's the name?
Pierea. What's his surname? See, he is the brother of Nugget Santon's wife that died. He was the brother. What's his bloody name? Cognomea. The female Nugget.
Lives in Adele Avenue.
That's the one.
Yeah.
He lived in the wagon. He lived in the wagon for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
You should interview him.
That's an interesting idea.
He still lives there now. And his son lives across the road. And his son's the one that married my cousin.
Ah, okay.
He's only got one son. He married Susie Tonelato, which is Orlando's daughter, the youngest one.
Right.
Is it? No, the second one. Yeah, Pauline's the oldest, then we'll get Susie, and then we'll get Christina. She's the younger, she's the second one. Anyway, what they did, they had this wagon, and they had, when my grandparents lived there, they made all like a tirador, they call it, there's the wagon, and then they built like a kitchen coming up out of it, you know, so where they could eat. So they built.
La prima porta gli era dando cosa per mangiare. Proprio dentro il suo vagone.
No, gli ha fatto la cucina. Cucina. So the door in the wagon. I remember the wagons were just for sleeping, you know.
Oh, okay.
And then they built this like a thing that came down at the front, like a kitchen, you know.
Yeah.
Fairly big, half of the wagon. That's when all my parents were there, my father and his brothers and sisters. When they moved into the house, what my grandfather did, he made three separations, like he separated three kitchens, you know, three. He made three kitchens. He separated it.
In the wagon?
Yeah, no, outside the wagon,
We're just drawing something here.
Tra. This is the wagon, right? And then here, this was only used for sleeping. And here they made like a tirador. They call it like that, you know.
It came out from the...
Yeah, that wasn't part of the wagon. They built that on.
So three kitchens, so it meant that there were self-contained areas.
Yes. So before I only had one in the middle here.
Right.
Una sua e una prima quando che era a Chi. And then he made three. So he could rent it out to three different people.
Ah.
Yeah. So, you know, like this first one down here might have had two rooms. Two rooms in the Begong. Another two here and another two here.
Right. So there could be three lots of people.
Three different families.
And did the people who rented the rooms in the wagon work with your dad or?
No.
No?
No. They were all, this one here, this, what's the name here? He stayed with his family, with his wife. He stayed in the first one on this side. He used to work for my uncle. There was a baker, Stocco.
Okay.
Which married my mother's younger sister. He's dead now. He's been dead.
And that was Champion Bakery?
Yeah, Champion Bakery. A friend.
North Adelaide?
He was a nasty piece of work.
We'll move on from that.
But this guy here used to work for him, delivering bread.
So were they all vanity who went to stay in the wagon?
Yes.
Tu ti veneti era?
Yeah, mi credo che.
Yeah, all vanities.
And what did you think about the Vagon when you were growing up?
I loved it because I used to go there, and Anjuta said, you know, they used to play with me, you know, they liked me. Even Bruno Purvison, when he was here, they used to call me Bludger, didn't they?
Why?
Because I used to go there. I wasn't scared. I used to like to hang around all of them, you know. They were older and I was all ears, listening what they were doing, where they were going. Talking about girls and then the same down here when Tissadiol was here a couple of them anyway.
Yeah.
Couple died that used to live there. One got killed, Lele. Remember Lele?
Lele, that was a
martyr. Yeah, he died from a heart attack. Tissadiol, he went back to Italy. He married a girl from the south, and then she wanted to go back.
And these were people who were living in the Vagon?
In the Vagon. They came here and they're single.
Yeah.
And then Lele got married and then he moved out to Salisbury, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, he died. Angelo Tessariol, I remember he went back to Italy. This one here stayed, he stayed in there at Chio. Is it stato dentro? Well, talk or not?
Pierea.
Ah,
Pierea, yeah.
Yeah, he stayed in there for quite a while, actually, maybe 3 or 4 years.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then there was a couple of others. Who else used to stay there? I can't remember their names now. But there was about in its lifetime, about 10 or 15 people went through there.
Wow.
Super
long.
Yep. Oh, yeah, because they single, you know, guys, and they used to rent it, 2 or 3 blokes together. I probably paid five bob a week, or what, 5 shillings or 10 shillings a week.
So it was quite convenient. And the location?
The location, they were all Italians. And And then on Sundays, they used to go every Sunday. There was no club, so a lot of these, like even Berno's and Piero and his brother, Narciso, the guys that were living in the Vagon, my grandfather, my father, El Tombe String, they always used to get Frank's father.
Isidoro?
He had a shed at the back of the house. Because he, you know, he didn't live on Frogmore Road, Findon Road, in the beginning. They had a tin shed in the middle of the paddock. I don't know if you know about that. They had the shed, and he used to buy a beer, and they used to just sit around in the shed and talk about, you know, old time, about Italy and this and that, every Sunday.
Yeah.
I used to go there, about 11 in the morning? Come home to about 6 or 7 at night.
Yeah.
In those days, they didn't know cars, or they had bikes, or they walked.
And what did the women do?
Stay home.
I also understood that here on Findon Road, a little bit in, there was a man called Sprissa who had bocce.
Yeah, Sprissa. Yeah, that's right. They used to go there too. But that came a bit later. That came a bit later.
Yeah.
He used to live right next door to where my uncle Albert lived.
On Findon Road.
On Findon Road. My uncle there, and he had the house next door. And he had boarding houses too. And so did my uncle Albert at the back, you know.
So this was income after the war?
Yes.
When you were, like the single men were coming here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because my uncle bought that land because Mary got money when her passed. Dad got. So he built some sheds too. Call them sheds, but they was always occupied.
And was there electricity and plumbing?
Yeah, yeah.
Sì, sì, e metteva elettrico.
Electrical gabinetto.
Gabinetto.
Well, that's a good one. I think there was...
Maybe communal?
No.
Not so.
I can't remember. I think there was
He had, my uncle had sewerage, but on the back I think they had septic tanks. Yeah, I think they had septic tanks, a couple of septic, but not, like they might, yeah, like you said, communal, maybe two toilets, you know. And but he had, my uncle had one, two, three, four. He had five. Yeah, he was getting good money, wasn't he? Yeah, Singwe Barak is your apple.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he built one here next to where the, what's the name is? Lupa Stala, Nugi Stala, Prima da Compara Terra. Next to, there was a road, see, there was a road from Findon Road.
That came off Findon Road.
Yeah. Where have you got the...
So here's
Findon Road.
We're looking at the map, Findon Road, and here's Valletta Road.
Where did my parents live? My grandparents, here.
Yeah.
Well, see, there's a track. There it is there.
Yes.
There was a track down here.
Yeah,
a dirt track.
Yeah.
And my uncle, he built a shed on the corner of... He bought this land here.
Yes.
Right? Here was the house. And he had another shed here. Right on the boundary. Yeah, he built another shed there, and he had three accommodation properties there too. So he had three there and five over here. He was getting good money. He built it all himself. Well, he got them to build, you know. People. Yeah, there was his relations. What's the name? The one who built the. Your house, Carlo.
Ah, Carlo, yeah.
You know, Carlo, they live near Innocentes. What's your name? Carlo. Carlo e Giulio.
Ah, yeah.
Cos'è il cognome?
Adriano, Carlo, non so.
Carlo, Giulio e cos'è? E Piveccio, che gamma di da...
Sì, ti ricordi di tutto.
Gamma di da...
Non mi ricordo.
So they were builders.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They were carpenters.
They were carpenters. Right.
So there was this Carlo, there was his brother that they went back to Italy. He died now, he only died about a year ago. And another older brother. There was one... to the four brothers, and my father, one of them was godfather to me, no?
Chi?
Carlo, non mi era un ragazzo nuovo da cielo.
Sì, sì.
Yeah, he was my
godfather. Si, Santolo.
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 Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. So,
and were they Veneti?
Yes, tutti and they were from Ariese.
Oh, okay.
You know Ariese?
Sì, sì.
Yeah, they were from the same town as Robert.
Oh.
And they came here, but they were good carpenters, good hard workers.
And did they come after the war?
After the war,
yeah.
The oldest would have been my grandparents, and then after the war, when they opened the doors in the early 50s,
yes,
that's when they all came.
And that's when they came to the Vagon and other places.
They knew the vanities were around in this area.
So there must have been the word spread.
Oh, yeah, the word spread before they even left Italy.
Okay.
Yeah, because Bernos, you know, they from the years are there, and they used to. Everybody used to say, have an address, go and see Robert or Albert. When they left from Italy, they go and see them, and they'll find you a place. Because young lads, you know, they didn't know their way around, couldn't speak two words of English.
Yeah.
And then they used to find them places. You know, they had accommodation too. The Bernos, like I told you, Albert, and then next door to my uncle, he had accommodations too. What's his name? The one who had the Boche.
Sprisa.
I think his wife is still alive. Her husband died. Because when he died, she got involved with this bloke, Stepan, that had the service station. You know about that, yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
Well, that it's really interesting, isn't it, thinking about the Vagon and then the other accommodation for these young men, and also the Veneto community.
That's right.
Being very strong.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they used to always, you know, like initially they used to go to Ballastrings to drink. Then when he built the bocce,
Sprisa.
Yeah, they all used to go there every Sunday. No, they'll be now 2 days Sprisa. So what he did, he was a smart man. He built like a little pergola outside with vineyard, you know, wine. That was good, good setup. He had a
Do you remember going there?
Yeah, of course. I was only a little. I used to go with Dad.
Okay.
Watch him, drink with him, learn all the swear words in Italian. And they used to say plenty of them too. They used to.
Well, we won't go into that.
No.
I was going to ask you about your growing up. Like, what's your first memory?
What's my first memory? Playing with the boys, with Robert, and because we used to go to school at St. Joseph's down here, you know.
On Captain Cook
Avenue? Yeah, Captain Cook Avenue.
Did you walk from...
Yep, yeah? We walked from here.
How far do you think that would have been?
From here would be about 3 kilometres.
And how did you get there? Did you go across Market Gardens?
Yeah, that's right. Down at the end here, where my father's got his house, you know, that I bought after, around the roundabout, right, the one across Pure Vasung.
Right.
Next to the house, there was a dirt track, because that's where we had the shed before, where we lived. So that dirt track went all the way down, and you could go all the way out to Findon Road, because behind our land was Adami's.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So we walked all the way down down there and then cross over Findon Road, and on the other side there was another dirt track, like dirt, you know, but it was like a road, and that were Market Gardens too. Zarella's had that, and they had quite a bit there, didn't they, Zarella's?
Yeah, yeah.
And you could walk all the way down there until you came to Captain Cook Avenue, and then you turn left, and we used to go to school that way and come home that way. The only privileged one was Robert, and because his father used to pick him up, didn't he?
Yeah, Dalton, yes.
Yeah, because they lived a bit further, so he had a truck in those days, and he had an accident too, which you probably heard about. Yeah. And they were the only. We were all jealous because we had to walk. You know,
and look. Who else walked with you to school?
Who walked with
me?
Yeah. Sylvie?
Silvano,
he was another best
mate. Silvano?
Favreau.
All right.
Yeah, he was another best mate of mine. Because my father built an accommodation too on the boundary down here, didn't he? He built another... See, that's what they used to do. In the middle of the paddock, he built an accommodation, he built a house. And they stayed there for years, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was Sylvie's parents.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And who else walked with you to school?
Oh, Sylvie.
Yeah.
Me, Sylvie. Then there used to be the Adami boys.
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, they used to, they used to walk.
Yeah.
Rocky Adami. Joe Adami. That was Rocky, Joe and Ernie.
What's that, eh?
Yeah, of course.
Ah. And
well, Pat was the...
The Adamis weren't Veneti.
No.
No.
No, they come from Sinopoli. They're from the south. Well, they were, you know, all our mates, we were lads, we just knock around with them.
Yeah.
I still see Ernie, I think he's got a hole in the heart. You know, Adami standing medal.
Yes.
Well, I used to go to school with Joe, the one that died. The nice lad, they were all nice, but he was with the communities, with the church.
No.
Pivetro, you had a Pat. Pat could go and do a caro with Pa.
Si.
Pat was the oldest, and he used to have a car agency, and Dad bought the car off him.
And we're going to talk about that after.
One of the cars.
I wanted to ask you about... your memories of your house, what was it like? If you, were describing to me that, you know, you go in the front door, what did the house look like here that you grew up in?
The house that I grew up was a tin shed. I grew up in the tin shed until I was about... Yeah.
And so can you describe it?
I can describe it, all right. It had two rooms
No, three rooms.
E dopo il papà gli ne ha fatto un'altra.
E dopo gli ha fatto un'altra for his cousin.
Yeah, che veniva dall'Italia. Yeah.
I had three rooms, like one room here and another room here, and then a kitchen at the bottom, like another slant. It was only like, you know, like a shed. Yeah, of tin. Two rooms and another slant at the front of it with a door. That was the kitchen. We had a cement path out the back. Yeah, a little bit. And we had a vineyard. He built a vineyard, you know? Yeah.
Like a vine?
Vine thing, high, yeah.
So like a pergola?
Yeah, like a pergola, that's right.
Yeah.
And I remember when it was really hot, we used to sleep outside there because it used to get really hot in those days. You know, the northerly winds come from the beach, wouldn't it? It was always in the 40s, always in the 40s.
And the two rooms were bedrooms?
Yes.
So one bedroom for your mum and dad?
And one
Cucina, tre,
due stanze da lei, a cucina. Una camera vostra, e mi in the altra camera, the one next to the kitchen. It was like one room here, that was a bedroom, their bedroom, and then down here where the kitchen was, this was the kitchen. Like, you just walked in, you walk in and you're in the bedroom, you walk out, you're in the kitchen, and there was another room to the right.
And that was another bedroom for you and for your sister?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very simple house.
Very simple.
And this was the house that the Marchioro had lived in.
Yeah, Marchioro.
But then my father added another room and made another kitchen onto the same house for his cousin. Because his cousin, Charlie, his cousin, which is coming from Italy.
And what was his name?
Charlie Gatto.
Gatto.
Gatto. Because that's my grandmother's name. She was a Gatto.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Anona era una Gatto.
And so the cousin came by himself?
Yes. He came by Charlie Mitchell, sure. No? Yeah, because it was first cousin with him, and then with my dad, and then Giestino. Right, that's I forgot about that. So this was the older brother Charlie.
Yeah.
And then he called out his wife. Well, he called out. He called her out. Amorosa, girlfriend. See, they weren't married. They got married here.
Yeah.
As Gina, I used to call her Auntie Gina. I saw her last time about 5 years ago.
Ah.
Yeah, not this time, the other time. Yeah. And then, he worked, he got here and he went to work for Michelle's.
Oh.
Down on the river. Well,
yes.
He worked there for years, didn't he?
Sí,
worked there. He worked there till the day they went back to Italy.
And that extra room and kitchen like was self-contained?
Yes, that was next. We were on this side and they were on the other side. That was self-contained. He built that room, nothing to do with us. And I don't know, they paid something. Pagava affitto. And then he bought then I think the shed made then. Then Dad built the shed. Then we built the shed. Look at Passava Tomate. Remember, we built the shed. I remember, that's part of my early life. We made all our own bricks. We had a brick machine. And we made all our own bricks. Yeah, built the shed, I remember. Don't worry, I worked hard in my life. And built the shed, and then this Carlo and his brothers helped him make the roof.
Oh, okay. And what was the new shed for?
Well, we had the market garden then. They had
And this was for the for the tomatoes and packing. Yeah.
And then he built another room behind the shed for his other cousin, which was Charlie's brother, younger brother. And so then he came out. Your father used to build accommodation. So he came out here. And the shed was, the room was made. He had a room and a kitchen there, didn't he? Behind the shed. Then he called his girlfriend out. Yeah. And she, I saw her, well, she died only about a year ago, but I saw her 3 years. She lived in Italy,
right across the house where Robert Burneau's wife lives at Eliezer. Yeah.
Small world. Yeah. And what was Charlie's brother's name?
Celestino. What was his name?
Celestino.
Yeah. Charlie.
Celestino Gatto.
Yeah, Charlie. Yeah. Was it Charlie his name though? Or were you calling
him? I'm
not sure if that's the right. That's
so you had people living around you quite close.
Yeah.
And did you share things, or, you know, were they part of your family, or they kept separate?
Yeah, of course. When we had a party, they were all there. Didn't they? All like the family. I mean, they lived on themselves, but we were all you know. Everybody on their own. But when we had a party, everybody used to come there in the shed. Yeah. Dad was a good, he liked to... My father was a type, he liked to talk to people, he entertain, you know. Even they always used to come here, and he had friends every day come here, didn't he? And when he used to go to the Veneto Club, he'd always used to take somebody home with him, you know. So they come, they're half charged there, and then they come here and
finish
drink
off.
All night. He was that type of he liked people around him. Like my Uncle Conchie, he liked people around him too.
Yeah, very sociable.
Yeah, very social. That's the word I'm looking for. Yes.
Well, look, that's a really good place to finish this first interview, and I'd like to say thank you to you, Adrian, it's great. But together, your memories are working really well, and I look forward to the next interview.
No worries.
So thank you.
You're welcome.